You are listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, episode 207. And in today's episode, we're talking about living situations, moving to New York City, and what to do if you don't want to live in the city, but you want to live somewhere nearby. Let's talk about it. What's up, everyone? My name is Maggie Berra. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes of the theater industry. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced by me, Maggie Berra, and show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. You can also follow me for more on social media at Actor Aesthetic or my personal account at Maggie Berra. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get on to the show. I do believe that I am the perfect person to talk about this to you right now because I have lived in both New York City and outside of the city. And I don't just mean like living outside the city and doing something completely else. I mean like living outside the city, working, and also auditioning, and also performing, and also doing shows in the city and living for contracts. I mean, I've literally done it all. And the hot topic question right now is, especially for young adults graduating from college, wondering where they want to go next, is, well, if you want to go to New York City, where are you going to live and how are you going to do it? And, you know, if you're moving from Oklahoma or, I don't know, somewhere across the country, it's a big feat. It's a big thing to make a big, gigantic move from across the country to New York City. And you want to do it right. You don't want to do it haphazardly, but you also don't want to get in your own way and not actually ever move to the city. So I want to tell you about my experience. I've had a lot of questions about this in the past couple of weeks because I know graduations are coming up and big changes are happening in your career, in your life, and you want to come here and you want to move to New York City. I am very, very lucky that I had the opportunity to live in New York City. Just to backtrack a little bit, I grew up in Central Jersey. I went to college and got my BFA in musical theater from Texas State. And then I went all the way back over to New Jersey, did a couple shows, and then finally moved to the city in 2019. I lived up in Harlem. I lived right near the 125th subway stop. And if you ever hear people talk about where they are in relation to the subway in New York, it's really important. It's like if you're a Jersey person, where people live in regards to the parkway exits. It's important because how close you are to transportation will determine how quickly it takes you to get to and from auditions. You could be in distance close to the audition or closer to the audition than, say, someone who lives a little bit more uptown than you. But if you're not close to transportation to get there, it doesn't matter. It might take you a little bit longer. And so when I lived up in Harlem, I was so close to that A, B, C, D subway stop, especially the express A train, that I could take it down to Midtown and I'd be there in 20 minutes, easy, done. Whereas if you lived just a little bit further downtown, and I don't mean like that far down, but if you lived a little bit further down but you weren't close to that subway stop, it's kind of a pain. So it really depends on how close you are to the subway. I digress. Because then the pandemic happened and it all didn't even matter. I moved back home with my family after we let go of our lease. And then just about 2 years ago now, I bought my place in Hoboken with my sister. And if you're unfamiliar with Hoboken, hello, welcome. I am Hoboken's number one fan, even though I have a love-hate relationship with it, as I'm sure you all do with your places of residence. I love Hoboken. It's right across the water from Manhattan. If you pull out the maps on your phone and you zoom into Midtown Manhattan, and if you don't even know what I'm talking about when it comes to Midtown Manhattan, just look up a famous theater, and more than likely it is in Midtown Manhattan, like a famous Broadway theater. It's in Midtown Manhattan. Well, if you zoom out and you go to the left just a little bit, you'll see Hoboken. And above that, Weehawken, New Jersey. And below that, Jersey City. Now, you might think, well, what the hell? It's across a whole body of water. It seems so far away. Why wouldn't I just live in Manhattan? And to that I say, you absolutely can. But I think what I wanted to talk to you about today, what's been on my mind, is broadening your horizons when it comes to moving to New York City, because especially if you're not from here, if you're not from the East Coast, if you're not from this little tri-state area, you might not be aware of the other options that are available to you and how close they are and how easy it is to get to and from the city from them. Now, if you ask around, you ask your network of people that maybe graduated a few years above you, friends in contracts that you worked with who are now living in the city, they'll give you the following answers as to where they're living in New York. They'll say they're living on Manhattan, they're living in Astoria, Queens, they're living in Brooklyn. Many of them will say Washington Heights, Hamilton Heights, Harlem. And I'm telling you, the majority is either on Manhattan, on the island of Manhattan, or just off of it in Brooklyn or Queens. As someone who lived in Harlem, I can say that 100% for sure, when we were looking at places to live, and I lived with two other roommates, the rent for the amount of space that we wanted and the amount of rooms that we wanted get significantly higher the lower you get into Midtown Manhattan. The higher you get, you may be able to find some more deals. And that's exactly what happened for us. We went a little bit higher in our search. We were initially looking in the Upper West Side. Of course, it's a gorgeous area, gorgeous location, but for what we were willing to pay at that time, it just didn't make sense. So we looked a little bit higher up. We found our gorgeous space in Harlem, and it was cute. We had a really nice layout. Our rooms were pretty big. I was able to fit a queen-sized bed in my room. In fact, my room there was a little bit bigger than the room I'm living in now in Hoboken, and we have more space But just the way they were laid out, it was just very, very nice. I felt very comfortable living in that space. However, there are some trade-offs. So though I loved living near that subway stop, that was it. I liked the space. I liked living near the transportation, but it was very loud over there, at least where I was living, up until super late at night. And I can say definitely with confidence that I did not feel as safe the later it got at night as I do walking around at night in Hoboken. And so when you move over to New York City, especially if you are not from this area, I highly suggest that not only do you check out the neighborhoods before you sign a lease, you also check them out at night. This is something that's recommended by a lot of real estate agents, and it's just to do a tour of the property and the area surrounding it at all times of the day, during the day, and especially at night, because you want to know, is it well lit? What's the community like? Do you feel safe walking around? Do you not feel safe walking around? Now, I'm not saying I didn't feel like in danger, but after living there and then having lived here, I do feel a lot safer out here. You may not have the luxury or the resources or the time to be able to get your own feel for each neighborhood of New York City, if that is where you want to live. In that case, I really encourage you to do your research and especially ask around. Ask anyone you know who lives in New York City, anyone in your community. Ask me if you don't have a lot of folks who live out here. Ask around because you need to know firsthand what it is like, how it feels, most importantly, to live in these places. Because if you're going to sign a lease for a year at least, you want to know for sure that you are going to feel comfortable and safe and you're going to be able to maintain a lifestyle to live in that area. No town is perfect, I can tell you that much. And there are a lot of pros and cons to living out here. And I'm going to give them to you because You hear me talk a lot about why I love Hoboken so much and why it's so great to live out here and why I don't miss living in the city, but it's also important to identify like what it is that I hate and what it is that I wish I could do without, so that you have a better understanding and you can make a good decision for yourself on if it's important for you to check out the places outside of Manhattan or if it's just not necessary and you want to take the leap and you want to live on the island. That's okay. For me, I moved here in 2022 and I hit the ground running. I was in a show in New York City, like literally when I first moved here. So what was so lovely was being able to take the bus to and from Hoboken into the city in like under 25 minutes. Now, let me tell you something about Hoboken, okay? So something that I didn't know when I first moved here, or at least when I was at least looking for condos and places to live up here, okay? Because I'm a Central Jersey gal, so I knew like nothing about North Jersey, okay? So when I moved up here, I realized that there are two types of like major paths of transportation and in and out of the city, and it's the bus and the PATH train. Now, I was a train girly when I lived in Central Jersey. So I would take the train, New Jersey Transit train, to and from where I lived into the city. And it was like, what, like 45 minutes into the city from where I was living at the time with my family. And I knew nothing about buses. Like I really rarely, like what, I took those buses to the city, like coach buses to the city, to see a show in like high school and middle school. And I took the buses at like Disney World. Like I did not know my way around buses. Okay. I can tell you that much. And, when I got to Hoboken, I was like, bus, I don't even know how those work. Turns out it's not really that hard at all. And I was making it a lot harder than it needed to be. You can use the same app as you use if you're taking a train or a bus or the PATH. You use the same app. It's the New Jersey Transit app, and you can buy a ticket on your phone, and you can just connect it to your bank account. You buy a ticket on your phone, and you show it to the bus driver when you get on the bus, and that's that. And if you didn't already see, I posted recently about the ticket prices and different things like that, but I can tell you it's no more than $4, at least as of recording this, $4 to the city from Hoboken. It's not like some crazy, crazy amount. And you can also buy monthly tickets and whatnot. There are two bus routes that go from Hoboken to New York City. One goes on Washington, which is the main street in Hoboken. And just to clarify, okay, Hoboken is 1 square mile. So it's a cute little tight-knit community. It's safe and it's really not that big, okay? So there's one street that goes through Hoboken that is really cute and popular, has a lot of local shops and restaurants, dining, bars. The scene out here is really, really nice, okay? Especially for younger folks. That bus goes up Washington Street, through Weehawken, through the Lincoln Tunnel, and you are at Midtown Manhattan. You are literally at Port Authority. And I just timed it today, and I got on the bus and into the city in 20 minutes, under 20. I think it was like 19 minutes, okay? Now, that's from my bus stop. I live a little bit further up in Hoboken, so if I'm taking the bus into the city, I don't have to get that first stop because I'm not all the way down in southern Hoboken. If you live in southern Hoboken, you can take the bus or you can take the PATH train. Now, the PATH train is going to take you slightly different route. You can take it to the World Trade Center. You could take it up to 33rd, but you have to do a little bit of maneuvering to get yourself up to Midtown or at least where your auditions are. But ultimately, it's easy as hell and highly, highly recommend. Now, I mentioned before, I love the community out here. I do feel very safe as a young woman in the area that I live, in the area of Hoboken that I live. I feel safe. There's a lot of stuff to do out here. There are a lot of convenience stores and grocery stores and bars and shops, local and chain. And I feel like I don't need to go far to get what I need. And if I do want to branch out, I just go into the city. I personally don't have a car. I haven't had a car in a while since I graduated high school, because I went out to Texas, so I didn't have a car with me out there, and I don't have a car with me now, and I don't miss it. However, I do have the luxury of my sister and my boyfriend both having cars. So though I don't miss having a car, it is nice that they do, because we're able to get out easy. We're able to go visit our families. We don't have to take public transportation that way, but it's nice not having a car, because what I found recently is that Hoboken is getting really popular. So though there's a wonderful community of people out here, the parking is a little bit limited. So you either have to find public parking, you can apply for a residential parking tag if you want, like a residential parking license if you want, but that doesn't guarantee you a spot. Or you can park in a garage or whatever, but it's kind of like something that always has to be on your mind if you do have a car out here, because lots of stuff happens out here. You know, if you're not going to be parking it in a garage, there's street cleaning. I mean, they keep this city pretty clean, so it's kind of funny to me to even think about what street cleaning is, because I saw it happen once. Like, I actually saw the truck drive by, and I was like, wow, my whole entire life I thought street cleaning looked different, and it's literally just a car driving by cleaning the street. What was I even thinking? I don't know. So embarrassing. But yeah, so they do that a lot, right? So that means that you have to move your car to the other side of the road, other street. You can't park on certain days on certain streets. You just have to be aware of that. So that's something to consider if you have a car and you live out in either Hoboken or Jersey City or Weehawken, the surrounding areas in New Jersey, across the water from New York. Another thing to consider is, though I absolutely adore and love how easy it is to get to and from the city by bus, it's just something to be aware of, that as it gets later, much, much later, right? But as it gets later in the evening, transportation slows down just like it does anywhere. And it does this, of course, too, with the subway system, especially on the weekends in New York. But just be aware that on the weekends, in Hoboken too, it can get slower, not as many buses going to and from, so you have to be aware of that. Something that I particularly love about Hoboken is that not only is the community great, but there just seems to be always something going on here. In the summer especially, there's something happening like every day. They have movies in the park. There are a couple different parks in Hoboken. We have a gorgeous waterfront view over in the city of New York. If you've ever seen your friends who live in Brooklyn, they have a beautiful view of the city. Well, we do too, just of the other side. So we see the whole skyline, and it's just gorgeous. And so there's always something to do over by the water. There's a beautiful pathway that you can walk up and down the water over on the Hudson River side of Hoboken. And the city itself just feels young. It's like this cool, eclectic mix of families who have lived here for generations and then young professionals. And I love that so much, because I feel right at home here. I feel like I have a solid group of friends here, a solid community here. I don't feel out of place. I feel right where I belong. And I think what young actors miss out on is the opportunity to really look into these different neighborhoods in and outside of New York City when they're moving here. There's this misconception that you just, you know, like, everyone lives here, therefore I must live here. Everyone lives in Washington Heights, therefore I must live there too. And there are plenty of folks that will tell you how wonderful Washington Heights is. If you don't know what it is, it's just a little bit in the upper Manhattan part of the island, so it's a little bit further up, but I have to tell you, it takes me forever to get up there, even from Midtown. And so, like, you know, it just, it is all just a personal preference of like what it is that you want. And also, to be very, very honest, what it is that you can comfortably afford. Now, I'm going to be real with you, right? So I said earlier that I bought this place with my sister. 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do that. But I am telling you now that if I just use the money that I have earned through acting alone, I would not be able to afford the place that I'm at. I would not have been able to afford my lease in Harlem if I just used the money I made through acting alone. Unless you are consistently working throughout the year or in a Broadway show or a national tour where you're making a comfortable living, it is very difficult to afford to live here. And so you have to supplement your lifestyle in other ways, right? And for me, I've talked about it at lengths before. So if you want to listen to a couple previous episodes, I mean, I talk about the other jobs that I have, and my biggest being that I work full time. I work full time, 9 to 5. And even in my previous job, 2 years ago, I worked full time, remotely, but full time. I made a salary, and I make a salary now, and that is how I'm able to afford my mortgage, okay? Now, if I were in a Broadway show, I'd be able to afford my mortgage, but I'm not in a Broadway show, and I'm not in a national tour. And so I have to work these other ways around to be able to live the lifestyle that I want to live. If you want to know more about how I make all of it work, check out some of the previous episodes. If you want to chat with me one-on-one about my job and how I support myself and how I go to and from auditions and leave for contracts and whatever, shoot me a DM. I'm happy to talk more about it because it is a very unique situation, but I have 100% worked my way to this. Like, I have known since I graduated college that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to have another job that I would be able to support myself and continue pursuing my career in the long run. So I have put little things into place so that I was able to do exactly what I'm doing right now. If that sounds even in the slightest bit interesting to you, just shoot me a DM on Instagram at Maggie Berra or at Actor Aesthetic. If you found this episode helpful, you want to chat more about New York and moving to the city, you want more episodes about this, maybe I can bring on some more guests, some more friends who are working and actively living in the city, let me know. If you have even 1 minute in your day, and lastly, if you have even 1 free minute of your day right now, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you're listening. It really helps the podcast continue to grow and bring on fabulous guests. All right, I love you all. It takes a village, and I will see you next week.